This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two. Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. I mentioned basketball teams. I mentioned merit. I mentioned that small businesses do not survive unless on a level playing field, unless merit prevails. But, you know, there are things that upset the level playing field. That would be government intervention. You know, I know companies that are minority companies. So minority companies, well, they need a handout. So it's not based on merit. It's based on what group you're in. So the government will help you defeat your competitors if you're a minority. So it's not fair to the competitors, because you're getting a handout if you're a minority. No kidding. Rich Sheehan?
When you keep switching the goalposts based on what group you're from, free market, supply and demand, it doesn't help the people. It only helps the aristocracy. Like, here's an article right now on Zero Hedge, if you folks are in front of your PC. It's titled "The Erosion of Everyday Life," authored by Charles Hugh Smith of Two Minds blog. And basically, I'm just going to read a couple of excerpts from here. But our era is characterized by the decline of liberty and the distortion of capitalism to serve the few at the expense of the many. Some more, he talks about traffic congestion, workloads, loss of purchasing power, aka inflation, loss of political agency, financial insecurity, nonsensical narratives. And his last sentence is, if I can go on, you get the picture. Everyday life is eroding, getting harder and less free for the bottom 95%. Of course, we talk about it in the context of the bottom 93%. All means the same thing. And even the top 5% has increasingly had enough working hard and doing what you're told is no longer yielding the promised American dream of security, agency, and liberty. So that being said, you know, we've talked about the bailouts to the super wealthy many times, the too big to fails, the too big to jails, the lack of the rule of law, whether they be antitrust laws, affirmative action, quota laws, it doesn't matter. It affects everybody because the connected and the super wealthy, they can raise food prices, water prices, health care, college insurance taxes, they can do whatever they want to housing, stocks, rent, transport. I mean, they basically, they can create inflation and deflation that benefits them and hurts the little people through subsidies, money printing, special interest, lobbyists, PACs. You know, they have, and I've talked about the inflation chart many times, the top six inflations of America right now: hospital services, educational textbooks, college tuition, car insurance, medical care services, prescription drugs. You know, just bundling all that in a couple of sentences here. Hospital service, you know, basically, when you give subsidies to big pharma and to hospitals, and there's no competition with naturopaths and homeopathy is discouraged, and all the grants go to the big pharma people, and they're pushing vaccines on the little people, to kids who are just born, who doesn't even have an immune system developed yet. You know, basically, they can do whatever they want. Same thing with the thing with education and all medical. When an illegal immigrant can walk into an ER, they don't have to pay for it, but the little people here in America do. Same thing with everything to do with education, whether it be the textbooks or the tuition. Okay, when you have an illegal immigrant walk walking into a college, and they can even pay sometimes, not only get a free ride, but sometimes even pay residential tuition. That's called cost shifting. Everything is cost shifting. Car insurance, that's in the top six for inflation here. When illegal immigrants come to this country, they don't buy car insurance. They're lucky if they have a legal driver's license. So when they hit you on the road, your insurance company, and AKA you, have to pay for the increase in premiums through cost shifting. So, you know, when we lower the bars of standards and expectations, folks, based on what group you're in, it destroys the middle class. It destroys the people. You think, that's why I went through that list of hypocrisies, okay, earlier in the show. Everything they say, they don't do. And that's why I keep talking about practice what you preach laws. If President Trump could have practice what you preach laws, you know, a great majority of all this corruption and manipulation and nepotism, et cetera, that controls the whole system will work its way out. And you never empower a nation or a group or an individual by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And I know we went off into a tangent here today, Vince, but I think it's appropriate that I go into my high jumper analogy. I'll try to be as quick as possible to give it context. What my high jumper analogy is, folks, is let's say I was an employer and I was hiring high jumpers. Let's say that was the skill set that I needed for my business to succeed. So back in the day, years ago, when America was great, what we would do is we would just set the bar at 6 feet. Even though if we had 500 applicants and 1% of the people fail or pass the 6-foot-high bar, I would have a very easy second interview. I would talk about your workout ethic. I would talk about your diet. I would talk about your skill sets. I would talk about, Maybe did you take drugs, things like that. All my questions for the second interview after they passed the high jump test on the first interview, because the bar I put high at 6 feet, were all related to hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications. Now, today, as an employer, I can't do that because the powers that be says, like Robert says, you're controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist with an ism, istrophobia at the back of every word or an anti in front of every word. So now what has happened, we've lowered the bars of standards so much for getting a job and keeping a job. Me as an employer, I can't keep the bar for the first interview at 6 feet for my high jumper employees. Now I have to have it at 6 inches. Well, what happens? 495 people pass. Because only 1% fail instead of 1% make it. So 99% of the people, or 95% of the people, I have to interview. So let's say I'm interviewing 495 people. How do I do a second interview of 495 people? I've got to separate my applications based on sexual orientation, based on gender, based on skin pigmentation shades, based on maybe philosophy, maybe ideology, maybe whatever sex they do, religion they practice. See, this is what's happened to America. This is why America has been destroyed from within. Because you never, ever, under any circumstances, empower a people, a nation, or a group, or an individual by lowering the bars of standards. All you're doing is insulting the people you're insulting their work ethic, their ability, and their intelligence. In other words, you're degrading them, you're disrespecting them, and you're rewarding America with mediocrity and the opportunities, because of now that we're in a country of law of diminishing returns, the opportunities and the productivity is only going to the very few at the top. And we've destroyed the chance of prosperity for the bottom 93%, or according to this article, the bottom 95%. And this is why we're talking about buying land. This is why we're talking about living off-grid. Because we live in an era where jobs are required. You get a job based on what group you're in, and not hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. We've allowed ourselves to be drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness, that we've eliminated prosperity future because of all these subsets under political correctness. And that's why I talk about the hypocrisies. That's why I give examples of how we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided as a group. You know, you hear the mainstream media calling the people on the right Nazis. Think about this. They're the most authoritarian, communistic, socialist, tyrannical dictatorships, totalitarian, fascist that's out there. But they're calling the people on the right. They're the ones that want to control the media first. They don't want us citizen journalists. How come they want to control the police and let Antifa basically create all this violence and crime and the police sit back? That's not the right, that's the left. Who wants no due process? That's the left. The left Nazis. Who wants government schools controlled with curriculum and teaching kids how to be sexualized at the age of six and choose their own gender? That's the left. Who wants to get rid of home schools? That's the left. Who wants private property invasion by police? That's not the right. That's the left. Who wants voter fraud and election fraud? That's the left. I got three articles right here. Feds dropping child porn cases to avoid revealing surveillance system information. I'm not making this up. This is a legitimate article. Next article. No jail for school bus driver who raped a 14-year-old girl. Last article here in this context. Father guilty of violence for not using a trans teen's preferred pronoun. A judge made a father guilty of violence because he did not use his trans teen's preferred pronoun. You can't make this crap up. These are obvious articles that they're trying to give rights to the kids that supersede the parents, and the kids are going to have the terrible life. They're going to be victims of pedophilia. They're normalizing pedophilia, and they're going to say, well, kids, if they can do all this, let's let them vote at 11. It's all telegraphed, people. This is why we dovetail financial, economic, social, and political rationale with political correctness. And prove to you how the people are being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And you're listening to people on the left who are calling people Nazis on the right when every attribute that they do, every authoritarian behavior that they do, every dictatorship, fascist, tyrannical behavior they do, they're blaming the right for. And this is why we go into specificity like this.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back when Rich lowers his blood pressure by 30 points.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. We homeschooled all of our children. And one of our children started attending the university at age 14. And the university was within commuting distance. And we would drive our daughter back and forth to school every day until she became old enough to drive a vehicle. And so I taught her how to drive the family trucks at a very young age. And I taught all of our children, including our daughter, how to replace the brake shoes, the brake pads, how to change serpentine accessory belts, cooling belts, how to change a flat tire, how to recharge air conditioning systems, how to check the fluids, and how to change the engine oil, you know, routine maintenance. So in order to drive the family vehicle, our daughter, none of our children were given cars. That never happened. They could use the family car or truck if necessary. Okay? No joyriding. And at that time, our daughter and I had an agreement. It was actually a contract that she would do certain things in order to use the family vehicle. And there are 21 line items on this particular contract. And items such as headlights would be on at all times. You know, that was in an era when you had to be smart enough to turn your headlights on. New vehicles don't think you're smart enough to do that. So they turn on automatically. The engineers have decided, or the marketeers, or somebody at these major manufacturers of automobiles have decided that you're not smart enough to turn your headlights on. And another line item was that there would be no passengers in the vehicle other than family members. The radio would be off at all times. The windows would be clean inside and out at least weekly or more often if necessary. That she would walk around the vehicle, look at the tires, look at fluid leaks underneath and so forth every time she got in before she left that parking spot or wherever the vehicle was. So there are 21 items. I ended up being called into the dean's office at the university because this dean thought that what I was doing was not fair to our daughter. I was making her do things that were unreasonable as a parent. So I sat in this large conference room with Mrs. Finelli, our daughter, and the dean, and it was like I was being interrogated. And the dean asked me about this contract, and I said, yes, absolutely. I said, it's our family car. She is our child. I did not get an owner's manual when she was born, and I'm figuring it out the best way I can. But I'm in charge, not you. And that's how the meeting went. So what I'm putting an exclamation point on, Rich Sheehan, is here is a university dean telling me that teaching our daughter auto mechanics and making sure she knows how to operate a vehicle properly and how to get out of emergency situations and how to prevent emergency situations from happening in the first place makes me unfair as a parent. Guy's a moron. But I put him in his place gently, and she stayed in the university. Bottom line is, you, as parents, are in charge. Don't let these jerks in the system tell you better than what you think and what you believe. It's as simple as that. You know, that's where our daughter first learned that being a faggot is okay. It's okay, according to the university. You can be queer. Now, you didn't get a chance back then in the 90s to pick whatever gender you wanted to be. You actually had to, you know, you could be a boy and like boys. You could be a girl and like girls. But the switching back and forth on a daily or hourly basis, that wasn't developed yet. But where do you learn this kind of stuff? Well, I guess a great place to learn how to be queer is a university. So parents, keep in mind that you're in charge. You are in charge until your child is over the age of 18. Which she did not be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Venezuela, where it appears a coup is underway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. fully supports the people of that nation in their quest for freedom. In a tweet, he notes opposition leader Juan Guaido has begun what he calls Operation Liberty, which urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. And gunfire has been heard in the streets of Caracas now for several hours. Tributes are pouring in for the former Indiana U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, who passed away on Sunday at 87. Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb sharing some of his thoughts as he laid a wreath in Lugar's honor at a ceremony in Indianapolis.
You'd be hard-pressed to say that there was any greater political leader in Indiana history.
Lugar spent 36 years in the Senate, and this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, Rich, both of us have become a little frosted today at the system. You want to talk about some land?
I don't know what you mean, Vince. You know, I'll tell you, we have to see, folks, we can't allow the double standards and hypocrisies to make the buck stop there. We have to create practice with your breach laws. I just hope the White House and Pentagon hears this after all the years I've been saying this. You know, it's, you know, everything is Russian's fault. Everybody's a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe. You know, it's unbelievable that we have proof that the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton paid for the dossier. The coup was from the Democrats. The Democrats are the Manchurian Party. And that, never mind Operation Fast and Furious, all the Wall Street bailouts, sending the IRS after conservative groups, sending the DOJ, Department of Justice, after reporters, Benghazi, Solyndra. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. Billions of dollars of cash going to Iran. So much proof of Russia meddling in everything, but yet, instead of fixing it back in the Obama era, they decided to blame it on Trump when Hillary Clinton was the one who sold 20% of America's uranium to the Russians. And the scandal after scandal after scandal. And no accountability because the elite owns the Democrat National Party. The elite are the globalists. They own the mainstream media. They own all the tools, all the propaganda, including Hollywood, and the people in them. In other words, they're all actors bought and paid for, trying to keep the little guy down so they can't control their own destiny. And this is why we talk about land, folks. We believe that if you have a dream about something, you should just do it and not just dream about it or think about it, because all the odds are against the little people. If you have land, you can raise animals, maybe hunt and fish on it, have a garden, harvest your own firewood, a.k.a. heat, and have a certain quality of life. And this is what the only way in an era where you get a job and opportunity based on what group you're in, this is the only way left for the little guy to control some of their own destiny. Now, when I say little guy, or if I say average Joe, that includes average Josephines. That includes Joannes. So don't take everything so literally, because as we only worry about our hyphenated groups, we are contributing to the divide and conquer strategy that we talk about so often on this show, which leads to lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, which I've said a million times now over the past 6 years on the air, that when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job and keeping a job, this metastasizes like a cancer in every aspect of American life, traditions, culture, heritage. Because when work ethic no longer matters and merit no longer matters and proven results and qualifications no longer matters, that means they can rig every system, every number, because nothing matters. So, going back to land, I think one thing that people need to realize is that there are other ways of purchasing land. One of the ways that I've mentioned to many people, and I know people who have done it because I've done this at one time. I used my pre-tax money in my IRA to buy a piece of land. And there are companies out there. What you do is at the end, when you're ready to sell it back to yourself, in other words, pay taxes, it's called a distribution in kind. So it's a really great tool for people who might not have certain liquid cash, but they have a bunch of cash in their IRA or 401k. It's a great way to buy that land. But land is more than hunting and fishing, growing produce, raising animals, harvesting wood, living off-grid and putting a solar array on it. Land is freedom. It's adventure. It's liberty. It's curiosity, it's gaining skill sets. The gardening, we've talked about this many times, non-GMO, you can grow your produce without pesticides. You choose to do whatever you want. Alternative energy is a great skill set to have. So is raising animals, hunting and fishing, preserving foods, etc. Vision yourself starting up a new life and not ending up with a life. The hobby farm that I call my place here is not just great for a person going into semi-retirement or retirement, because you have a little physical work and you have different skill sets you're acquiring. But for young people who feel they can't control their own destiny, if you have a parent or a grandparent who's willing to pay for your college, I say forget about it. Learn a trade over time. Like a great trade would be learn to be an electrician, but use that information to dovetail off-grid properties and connect batteries, inverter chargers, solar controllers, and know how all that works. Now, my whole system cost me $15,000 back in the day. I've been off-grid for over 12 years. It's a small system, 675 amp hours. We live a little rugged, have a wood cook stove, no interior pipes. But it's a great life. I love it. I've probably had thousands of visitors over the years. That's one of the reasons why I have a DVD video out there, because it got a little overwhelming. But now that pretty much everybody knows what off-grid living is, people are aware of it. But everybody, I have visited probably 200 off-grid sites over the years, and everyone does it different. And they do it different based on their needs, their desires, their lifestyle, their ability to live rugged, their capital resources, it could be the amenities on their property. Maybe they have a stream to do hydro. Everybody does things different based on different reasons, whatever the reasons are. And I really recommend you look into it. As we, obviously for decades it's been getting worse, but now, hard work and proven results and qualifications mean almost nothing. Unless you're in an industry that you can increase the censorship and surveillance, like big tech, against the people, so the little people can be controlled by the aristocracy, or unless you're part of the distraction, dumbing down, and dividing of America. And I've talked about this before, too. One example of distractions, if you are one of the great athletes or actors of Hollywood, you get to distract the people with bread and circuses. Or if you're a professor with a PhD and you're telling your students that math should not be objective. Facts don't matter. It should be subjective because math is racist now. I'm not making this up. I've given examples of professors who say this. And, of course, I've given I can't count how many examples I've given on how the powers that be are dividing us by skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion, et cetera, et cetera. Even going out to generations. They need everything to be a distraction right now, especially with all these FISA warrants coming out and all these declassifications, which absolutely needs to happen. And I hope President Trump does adhere to his word and declassify a lot of stuff. I've mentioned a lot of this stuff over the year. The rule of law can no longer be the highest bidder, because that's what we have in America today. President Trump needs to declassify, besides the FISA warrant situation and all the documents, he needs to declassify Uranium-1 in the Clinton Foundation. He needs to declassify the geoengineering and weather modification tools and patents. He needs to declassify all the documents related to Barack Obama and all the billions of dollars of cash given to Iran. How come they're asking for President Trump's tax returns when Barack Obama has still classified all of his information, from college to relationships, everything? The people hardly know anything about him unless he mentions something, and we don't even know if that's true. We also need to declassify everything about 9/11. and declassify everything related to alternative energies for we the people. Because it's getting to the point that big tech is censoring us. Vince, we talked about this privately. Phone call. I got so many people from around the, sometimes the world trying to reach me. They can't. They can't even leave messages. Some people think they're leaving a message, and I get nothing. Same with emails. We have gotten to the point where they are stopping all communication. They are demonetizing everybody who's a patriotic American, stands for the rule of law, stands for truth. And this is why we, this is our only last bastion of freedom, folks, is to buy a piece of land and raise your own animals, raise your own produce. Teach your children and grandchildren and your friends some skill sets instead of pushing buttons, managing people, and being politically correct or living in a cookie-cutter follower, politically correct subdivision mentality where you have HOAs and every other covenant and rule where you basically don't even have freedoms. Now, we have a simple thing here out here, just a little fire pit. With your Dutch oven cooking. We've had people here from Europe and, you know, all over the world who maybe heard me give a talk or read my book, and they're like, oh, I wish we could do this. Can't even light a fire. Have a campfire on most people's properties. We'll be back after the break, folks.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eatman's with us. Rich, years ago we wanted to establish an orchard, a garden, and a vineyard. And I did not go out soliciting for equal opportunity candidates to do it. I didn't say, we need to have these things on our farm. And so we're looking for someone who has no idea how to do this. We're looking for someone who has no idea how to establish a vineyard, locate and prepare the soil for a garden, and to establish an orchard. Why would we do that? So that we'd have 100% certainty of failure and a waste of money? No. We did it ourselves because we didn't want to have a complete failure. We didn't want to waste any money. We did want to be successful. So we did not advertise for the lowest possible scoring candidate to do that with us. We did it ourselves. When I see a self-mutilated individual, someone's branded and has ink sprayed under their skin, or has multiple antennas sticking out of their face, tongue, ears, eyelids, most of the time, unless I'm absolutely desperate, I will put my money back in my pocket and leave. I will not participate unless I absolutely, positively have to, and there's no other alternative. And that's pretty rare when there's no other alternative. I will not feed the beast. I won't do it. I don't go to restaurants very often. Hardly ever. Hardly ever will I go to a restaurant. I've got to be past starving to want to go to a restaurant or to eat food that other people have prepared for me. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go to other people's homes because, for the most part, because the GDP isn't smart enough to not have cell phones that allow recordings of conversation and images and videos of their homes. They're not smart enough to not have those. They're not smart enough to not have Alexa and Echo. They're not smart enough to not have a security system that's attached to the internet that's feeding live streams of what's going on to their in their buildings, homes, businesses, offices. Go out on the internet. They're not smart enough to make sure that doesn't happen. They're not smart enough to not have Wi-Fi that allows the eavesdropping of all kinds of things going on in their house. I don't want to go to those people's houses. I don't want to go to those businesses. I don't want to be videoed coming into the parking lot, going through the parking lot, picking a parking space, getting out of my vehicle, walking across the parking lot, going into the building, all that being videoed. That's before I even get in the building. I don't want that. So I'm avoiding that. I'm moving farther away. I'm not moving into it. I'm moving away from it, even farther away from it.
You know, Vince, it's not even just in the home now. I have an article right here. It's on Zero Hedge. No wonder why the powers that be want to get rid of Zero Hedge. Anyway, the article is a hacker just found a way to turn off your car's engine while driving. I am not making this up. This is not fantasy land. This is not Twilight Zone episode. Go on Zero Hedge and you will see it. And I've heard about this already. This is not a new thing. It's a pretty scary thing. So technology, the technocracy, is created to control the masses. To delegitimize, discredit, and demonize the masses. Now, Vince, I know we're seconds away from the end of the show. I just want to, in the beginning of the show, we started out with why don't people live off grid, hunt fish for their food, grow their own produce, raise their own animals, harvest their own firewood for heat, et cetera, et cetera. Why don't people, and your answer basically is it's too much hard work. And so, but I want to put something in perspective, which we haven't talked about. It's fun. It's fun, and it's pretty obvious by all the visitors I've had over the years, the skill sets that I've obtained, the living outdoors in nature has been so worthwhile.
It is fun.
It's fun.
We're out of time. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for achieving.
You're welcome, Vince. Thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.